there is an organization called Mercy Ships. And they are an organization, international one. They have a number of ships that would go around different countries, particular countries like Africa. And on this ship, on these ships, they would have medical staff, people. They would do surgery, they would do clinics, they would do dental services, all kinds. And they may also have sometimes in the word of God to share with people. And they would go around countries and ports, and they would stay there for a period of time helping the locals. One of my previous church leaders, his daughter just went on board one of these ships. And of course, these are usually staffed by volunteers. And they may give the time 1 year or a couple years to serve in these ships, going around countries, helping those who have needs, special needs in particular. They call themselves Mercy Ships. And today's topic is about mercy. About mercy. As we heard from the Gospel of Matthew, it says, "Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?" Wow, that's a very tough question. Shouldn't you have that mercy that you have just received from the Master? A very challenging question. And we read the outcome of that story. The reason being that blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. We're familiar with that from the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. Of course, the flip side to that is that refusing mercy is disastrous, as we read from the story in the Gospel today, and inviting judgment. In the book of James, it says, "Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful." Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. This is a hard teaching, and it is even harder to put that into practice, wouldn't you say? Now, this raised for us today three questions, three very practical questions. One, what is mercy? How do we understand mercy to be? The second question is, how can I become merciful or more merciful? And what can I expect as a result of showing mercy? Three practical questions. Let us deal with those one at a time. What is mercy? Mercy is not just emotionalism. It doesn't mean just shed a bit of tears, cry on a situation, and that we have shown mercy. Yes, tears and crying is part of merciful, but on its own is not mercy. We know about the crocodile tears, you know, and without the genuineness behind it, it is not merciful. We also read about how Jesus, when he heard or was there, his good friend Lazarus died, he wept. And after one time, after praying, he wept for Jerusalem. So weeping and tear is part and parcel, but on its own is not enough just to show mercy. Emotion without motion is not mercy. Mercy is also not just humanitarianism. The scripture tells us, if I give all I have to the poor and surrender my body even to flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. So again, coming back to the core component, that we can do things, even throw ourselves in the flame, but if we don't have the heart for it, it's not genuinely merciful. Mercy goes beyond handing out used clothing to flood victims or food to the elderly or the poor. It is something we can do, but that alone is not mercy. The mercy of which Christ speaks is far more than the mechanics that we would go through, and therefore we may feel that we are merciful, but it is more than that, I believe. Mercy, rather, is an attitude that is followed by actions, of course. It is not something that can be turned on and off at will. Mercy is more than just at the end of the year giving to the church for tax purposes. It is an underlying attitude of life, of what we understand to be the gospel truth, what Jesus Christ wants us to behave. In short, mercy is to have the attitude of Christ towards people, others, who need mercy. And of course, mercy is action. If we have an attitude of mercifulness, then we will accompany that with action of being merciful. That we will perform deeds of mercy. Spring, maybe not so much today with the wind and all that, but spring comes, we recognize, because the flower blooms and the birds will chirp and so on. So we know those are the signals that the spring is here. And therefore, mercy is the same way. There are ways that would illustrate to others the heart of being merciful. And that is evident in actions and so forth. Mercy in action minister to other people. Mercy is not just simply feeling about it. Those who are merciful dare to help to lighten the load of others. Mercy, that is action that forgives others. Perhaps there is no greater expression of love than forgiveness. When we have every right to be resentful or choose not to forgive, but yet we do forgive, then that experience brings mercy into our lives. So, how can we be more merciful? How can I become merciful? And if I find it so easy to criticize or to judge other people, how may I change my attitude? Allow me to give you a few suggestions here. Firstly, let us remember that we all need mercy, ourselves included. We all need forgiveness at one point or another. And so recognizing that we make mistakes and we do need forgiveness and mercy, then we would be able to extend that to others. Secondly, is that we become more acquainted with the person who we may choose to pronounce judgment. We need to understand that person, why that person is doing certain things or saying certain things, or may even do things to hurt us. And if we can understand that better, we may be in a better position to extend forgiveness and mercy. We also need to allow Christ to show his mercy through us. We are the vessel of that mercifulness. And if we allow Christ to work through our action, then we can extend that mercy to those who are around us, who may need greater mercy by us and from us. That brings us to the last one. What can I expect as a result of showing mercy? The scripture clearly tells us, for they shall obtain mercy. If we give mercy, we obtain mercy. If we extend forgiveness, we can be forgiven. That's the promise found in the Beatitude. The mercy that comes to those who are merciful includes a peace of mind. We enjoy a peace of mind. We don't feel angry, or we feel a burden of that with us, that we have been released of it. That's important. We have peace in ourselves. We also may receive mercy from others, just as the example of the servant in the story in the gospel. If we receive mercy, if we give mercy, then we also may receive mercy from others. And of course, we always remember that ultimately God is the final, has the final say. And if we extend mercy to others, God would extend his mercy to us as well. So let me very quickly how we may apply in our lives. There's some practical way, some application we can extend greater mercy or to show mercy to others. One, be patient with quirks. What I mean is that we all have our own idiosyncrasy. We even have our own quirks. And when we come to dealing the quirks of others, if we show greater understanding and be patient with them, then we found that we are able to extend mercy easier. Patience is a helpful thing to have. If anyone hurt us, then we need to think about the story in the gospel, like the Good Samaritan that Jesus told us, and so on, how we may be able to help those who are around us who are hurting. The third application we can do is that we can do good to those who may hurt us. And that's a hard one. Somebody have hurt us in a certain way. It's very, very difficult to forgive, and the other one to actually do good in return. Do good in return. But that's what the Gospels tells us, that if we're able to do that, then we'll be able to deal with the hurts that we might have received, or we may be able to extend greater mercy to others. Sometimes the people who hurt us may require greater mercy from us. The fourth thing that we can do is that we can be kind to those to offend us, not just hurt us. Sometimes words can be very hurtful. Sometimes it may be said out of, I don't know, reaction. And so if we take note of that, and that we can still be kind to those who might have said words that have hurt us, and try to come to a point where we can reconcile with the differences. And the last one, to build bridges rather than walls. And that requires some strength on our part. Instead of saying that I'm going to shut myself off from that person, I'm going to isolate myself from that person, how may we build bridges so that those hurts, those offenses, whatever that might have happened, that be able to tear down, and then we can be able to be dealing with each other in a better understanding. It doesn't take much to look around our world today. The world needs greater mercy. Even for those the circles that we move within, I believe that greater mercy is both needed. And so please, as we have heard from the gospel today, we are reminded, be merciful, be kind, be forgiving, because the world desperately needs to see mercy in action. And this, I believe, what God and Christ wants us to do. Amen.